Welcome back to the Rav Hirsch on Parsha series on OU Torah. This week we will be studying Rav Hirsch's commentary to Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech. And we begin at the opening of chapter Lamed in Parshas Nitzavim, where in the first pasuk we read, V'haya ki yavo alecha kol hadvarim ha'eleh. It will be when these things befall you, habracha v'haklala, the blessings and the curses, which have been mentioned previously at the end of last week's parasha, kisavu, the tochacha, which was preceded by brachos, asher nasati lefanecha, these blessings and curses that I have placed before you, v'hashev losa el levavecha, you will return to your heart, v'chol ha'goyim asher yidichacha, Hashem elokecha shama, among all the nations to which Hashem has pushed you aside, has exiled you. Now, this expression, "Vahashevo sa el levavecha," you shall return to your heart. "Vahashevo sa" is a causative verb. You shall cause to return. It's not "Vishav el levavecha." It's "Vahashevo sa." You will return something to your heart, but there's no subject to the verb here. You will return something to your heart. "Vahashevo sa el levavecha." What is the subject of this return to your heart, and what is it that returning to one's heart means? What does Hashevo Selavecha refer to? So Rav Hirsch draws on two other examples of this expression of Hashev Elev, to return something to one's heart. One example is from Megillas Eicha, where Yirmiyah writes, Zos Ashiv El Libi Al Kein Ochil. This I return to my heart, and therefore I have hope. Chas de Hashem kilo samnu kilo chalu rachamav, that the kindness of Hashem never ceases. And so here, what does this mean? Zos ashiva libi, I'll return to my heart. There's another example for Sefer Yeshaya in Parak Mem Dalad, which is the Haftorah of Parshas Vayikra, where it uses the expression "v'lo yashiv el libo," he will not return to his heart. In the context, there is someone who worships Avodah Zarah, and in order to create an idol, he chops down wood and takes part of the wood and fashions it into an image, and he takes the other part of the wood and uses it for firewood. And the Navi says, "Lo yashiv el libo," he does not take to heart and doesn't pay attention and have the awareness to realize that half of this, that he took the same wood, half of it he uses firewood, and half of it he is worshiping, but it comes from the same place. And he used the expression "v'lo yashiv el libo." So again, what does this expression mean? So Rav Hirsch explains that to return something to the heart means that it comes from the outside. And he writes, and I'll quote from the commentary here. He writes, "It seems that the perception of facts outside ourselves is regarded as an outwardly directed activity of the mind. But the mental activity that brings these perceptions before the tribunal of our intellect for the forming of judgments and conclusions is regarded as an inwardly directed act of bringing back. It brings back to the inner mind that which was observed on the outside. Hence, Hashiv el Lev is an apt expression for this activity. A similar idea underlies the expression to reflect." Right? In other words, the vernacular, we use the expression reflection to take time to think about the impressions that something observed outside has made upon us and form a judgment about it. So this is what it means to hashev alev, to return something from the outside, an observed situation, something that perception is now returned to the heart, to the mind, for an individual to think about, to contemplate, to reflect upon, and to form a judgment, the judgment which is a reflection of that which was taken in from the outside is reflected back now through his judgment. And this is the meaning of the expression Hashev El Lev. So first to explain the other psukim, first the to work backwards a little bit, with the Sefer Yeshaya, the pasuk, Lo Yashiv El Libo, means he doesn't recognize that he's burning the wood for firewood. If he would stop and realize what he's doing and allow himself to really view it objectively and think about it, he would realize that what he's doing makes no sense. He's burning the same wood that he's worshiping. So how could it be a deity? something worth worshiping. And so lo yashiv el libo, he does not allow the actions on the outside to make an impression internally, does not take the time to reflect on that. The pasuk in Eicha, zos oshiv el libi al kein ochil chaste Hashem kilo samnu. I reflect on this. I reflect on the fact that the kindnesses of Hashem had never ceased. Hashem has always been there for us. And so, al kein ochil, therefore I remain hopeful for the future, despite the churban, despite the terrible calamity that's befallen Yirmiyah when he writes Sefer Eicha, he still says, zos ashiv el libi. I reflect on the chasadim in the history that I know of from Hashem, and therefore, al kein ochil, I remain hopeful. And here, before we get to bring it back to our pasuk, Rav Hirsch cites another pasuk in Sefer Devarim, in Parshas Voschanon, and we say this pasuk every day in Aleinu. V'yodato hayom v'hashevosa el levavecha ki Hashem hu ha'elokim b'shamayim mima'al v'al oretz mitochas ein od. You shall know today, and you shall return to your heart that Hashem is God in heavens above and earth below. There is no other beside for Him. Yodato hayom means you should know, you should contemplate, you should observe and be aware of what has happened in history to show that Hashem hu Elokim. And v'hashevosa el levavecha, you should bring those back to into your mind, observe, and then think about it, and then draw the right conclusion, and based on those conclusions, make a decision, make an informed judgment. Meaning, if you observe the natural phenomena, if you observe historical phenomena, then you realize Hashem hu Elokim b'shamayim mima'al. But you're not going to realize that unless you take the time v'yodata hayom first to observe it, and then hashev osa'el levavecha, and then reflect on it, and then with that understanding, to move forward with a course of action that obviously the knowledge of Hashem hu Elokim requires a person to act a certain way. So in our pasuk, the brachos, the klolos, everything befalls you. You will now reflect on the bracha and the klala, on what has happened to you historically. And then you contemplate it, reflect on it, think about what it means for you. And next, what happens in Pasuk Beis is the result of such contemplation. You will return to Hashem and heed His voice as in accordance with all that I have commanded you today, you and your children, with all your heart, all your soul. A contemplation of bracha, of the brachos and klolos that have befallen us in history. And they have befallen us in history. We have seen in our national past great brachos, great klolos, terrible things and wonderful things that have happened to us. And when one contemplates this and understands this, he recognizes that Hashem has always been there. It has all been foretold. And all the good and bad that befalls us really depends on our commitment to Hashem and His Torah. And when one reflects on this and renders judgment about it, the response will be b'shav to'ar Hashem Elokecha to do teshuvah. Rav Hirsch writes, so too here, all the blessings and curses that will befall you are foretold in this book, thousands of years in advance. And when they have actually befallen you, you will take to heart all these experiences of the whole course of your external fate. You will bring them back to your inner mind to deliberate and reflect on them. The result will be that you return to God and to His Torah with all your heart and with all your soul, and that you will win over also your children to the same loyalty to God and His Torah. For your experiences over these thousands of years will testify before you about God and about your divine Torah, and this testimony will be inscribed forever on the tablet of your heart. This is the picture painted for us by Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of the brachos and the klolos. This is the impact it's supposed to have on us. It is both a prediction, in the sense that Moshe tells us this will happen, this will prompt a movement towards teshuva, but it's also a mandate to us to have that reaction, to properly contemplate and to really think about what Hashem's hand throughout history means for us and how we should react to it. Later on, in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Daled, that Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about the accessibility of Torah. And the Torah is described, Ki Karov Elecha HaDavar Ma'od. The matter is very, the word, Hirsch translates Davar here, the word is very close to you. Beficha Ovil Vavcha La'aso So. It is in your mouth and in your heart to fulfill it. Rav Hirsch explains, Ki Karov Elecha, the Torah is very close to you. That means, is that to understand the practicality of Torah, you have to look no further than yourself. The applicability of Torah, it's not just theoretical. It's close to you. It is you. Because you are the subject of everything written in the Torah. Not only that, but in order to understand Torah, all you need is yourself. Lo b'shamayim hi. You don't need superhuman capabilities to understand Torah. Ki karov elecha. It's inside of you, the ability to understand Torah. All you need to do is open up the book and look at it and study it. And the capability to understand it is there. Karov Elecha, it pertains to you, it is you, it's within your grasp. And then Bilficho Bilvavcha La'asoso means it is in your mouth, in that all is that you have to learn what has been transmitted to you orally. You have to learn and receive that transmission, Bificha, in your mouth. And Uvilvavcha, then assimilate that into your heart and understand it and fully grasp it. And then La'asoso, you can perform it. If you hear and learn the Torah from others, and then assimilate it into yourself, that is the only way to acquire Torah, by studying it, by making it a part of you, and then it becomes something that is close to you and something that you wish to do and is accessible to you to perform. Ki korov elecha hadavar meod beficha. And Hirsch writes, learn what is transmitted to you, beficha. Understand and grasp it with your mind and heart, uvilvavcha, in order to carry it out, la'asoso. To study the Torah with mind and heart, guided by the oral tradition, in order to know and fulfill its commandments, that is the only way in which the Torah can be acquired. This way is accessible to everyone, everywhere, always. And it is the only way in which we will be able to understand God's Torah and learn from it our eternal mission on earth. Since the subject of the Torah is close to us and the way to its knowledge is open before us, the Torah will accompany us through all the vicissitudes of the times. And after all our wanderings and trials, we will find our way back to it in everlasting faithfulness. This is the understanding of the accessibility of Torah to Rav Hirsch. If you have the right mindset, if the mindset is b'ficho b'vavcha la'asoso, the right source of Torah, the proper contemplation of it, the proper goal of study, which is la'asoso, then korov elecha hadavar ma'od. It's easy, it's accessible, it's right there for you. It doesn't require lo v'ashamayim hi. This is the message of Hirsch season, Moshe Rabbeinu's exhortation of ki korov elecha hadavar ma'od, b'ficha u'vilvavcha la'asoso. Moving on to Parshas Vayelech, in the beginning of the parasha, in Perek Laban Aleph, Pasuk Yud, we begin to read about the penultimate mitzvah in the Torah, the mitzvah of Hakel. Hakel is a mitzvah that was where the king would read to all the people assembled in the Azara. He would read from the Sefer Torah, he would read Sefer Devarim. And this was done once every 7 years. The Torah tells us, at the end of 7 years, at the time of on Yom Tov, in the year of Shemitah, on Chag Sukkos. So it was done in the Sukkos following the Shemitah year, every 7 years. And it's on the first day of Chol Moed, the second day of Yom Tov. What's the meaning of this mitzvah of Hakel? Why does every single Jewish person, men, women, children, why do they have to gather in the Beis HaMikdash to hear the Torah from the king? It cannot be that the purpose of this mitzvah is studying of Torah. Because the study of Torah is a mitzvah that devolves upon a person every single day. We have a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. So this communal reading is must be something beyond that, have a different purpose. So Rav Hirsch notes that the timing of this mitzvah follows Shnasa Shemitah, which means that it's the end of the Shemitah year. So now the Shemitah year ends on with Rosh Hashanah of the new year, and now then there's a whole series of Yom Tovim. So now it's Chag HaSukkos on the following Shemitah year. Everyone's going to go home. We're starting a brand new Shemitah cycle, trying to start our production in the field again, right? And it also follows, but it follows this year of rest, a year where we give everything back to Hashem and recognize that everything we have comes from Hashem. It follows Chag HaSukkos, which is a time where everyone gets together in Yishalayim, Olo L'Regel, to commemorate the fact that in the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked out for our ancestors, kept them alive with the Anane HaKavod, or Sukkos Mamish, and guided them through the Midbar, and took care of them. So again, another similar idea, where we recognize that our well-being and our sustenance is provided for by Hashem. It's also the message of Sukkos. So now, following these two, the Shemitah and the Sukkos, which convey this message, and we're about to begin a new cycle, a new year, a new Shemitah cycle, return to the fields at the end of this Yom Tovim season. So now, at this point, the king reads from the Torah. And it is a reminder again also that as we begin the new agricultural cycle, and we begin the new year, the way to Hashem is only through the Torah. The Torah is the center, is what binds us as a nation, and what ensures our continuity, and what ensures our success, and our ability to flourish as a nation. And we are cared for by Hashem because we observe the Torah. And this is something important that has to be inculcated at the beginning of the Shemitah cycle. As everyone goes back to the field after the year off, it's important to remember that. And this idea is also, it's meant to be taken with them, taken home, as the Torah says in Pasuk Yud Beis, Hakhel Asa'om HaNashim BaHanashim BaHataf V'Gercha Asher B'Sharecha. Gather everyone, men, women, children, converts, L'man Yishmu L'man Yilmedu, so they should listen and they should learn, V'Yaru Es Hashem Elokeichem, and they shall fear Hashem your God, v'shamru la'asos, it's called the Devei Torah Zos, and be careful to carry out the words of this Torah. So, l'man yishma'u, they should listen to these words in Hakel, u'man yilmedu, and then they will continue to learn at home, when they return home after the Yom Tov, they will continue to learn day in, day out, and continue to study the Torah, and as a result of the yishma'u, which leads to a reminder to yilmedu, v'yaru es Hashem lokechem, this will bring them to fear of Hashem, and the person fears Hashem the right way, then v'shamru la'asos, is called the Devei Torah Hazos, that is the key to ensure the observance of the Torah. And so the Hakhel reminds everyone that Hashem takes care of all of us, commensurate to our commitment to Him. And we are reminded that the Torah is the way to ensure that we remain committed to Him, and the way to ensure that we remain committed to observing His Torah is by studying His Torah. Man yishmu'u u'man yilmedu v'yara'u es Hashem Elokeichem v'shamru la'asos es kol divrei ha-Torah hazos. But the next pasuk says, uvnehem asher lo yodu, the children who do not know, do not understand what's going on, yishmu'u v'lomdu, they will hear and they will learn liyira es Hashem Elokeichem, to fear Hashem your God. All the days that you live on the land to which you are crossing the Yarden in order to acquire it. So, unlike by the adults, for the adults it was L'man Yishmu, was one, which led to L'man Yilmedu, which led to V'yaru Et Hashem Elokeichem, three results, one after another. For the children, it is Yishmu v'lamdu liyira. They will listen and learn to fear Hashem. Because they just hear. They hear the words. They don't understand what's going on. They're not clear. It doesn't mean anything to them, but just being there leaves an impression on them, and they hear, and by hearing, they will learn to fear Hashem. They won't learn to study Torah. They're too young for that. But yishmu, they will hear, v'lamdu liyira, they will learn to fear Hashem, because just by the very act of hearing the words of Torah being spoken and seeing the gathering of the people, they will learn to fear Hashem. They're not up to shamru v'shamru la'asos, as it's called, divrei haTorah hazos, at this point. They're children, but it will leave an impact on them, an inspiration, liyira es Hashem Elokeichem, so that when they become of age, of v'shamru la'asos, as called, divrei haTorah hazos, then they will be primed and ready to do this, because, and this could be the meaning, says Rav Hirsch, of the Gemara Chagiga. The Gemara Chagiga on Daf Gimel Aleph says that the children that we're talking about are ketanim shegiu lechinuch. They're children who are the age of chinuch, that they understand the words of Torah, but they're not old enough or mature enough that they are responsible to keep the words of the Torah. This is the bnei asher lo yadu. But that so the, that's our pasuk. They learn. They can understand liyira Hashem, but they're not up to v'shamu la'asos. But in the previous pasuk also said, not only you have to bring children or higil chinuch, this is what they get out of it. But we said anoshim v'atap, even the tiny, the small children, the babies have to come, even the younger children. So the Gemara asks, taf lama boy, and why do you bring the children? It says litein schar l'mivi ehen, to give reward to those who bring them. And again, the idea is the children are small, they don't know, but they see what's going on. They remember, it makes an impression, and it's a reward for the parents, because the Levian, those who bring them, get a reward from bringing them, because by doing so, it will help them to raise their children in the Torah way. The Torah will not be forgotten because they will have come to this Hakel. And it's Litein Schar L'Mevi'eihen, it'll be a reward to their parents because it helps them. And the children also benefit from it. And this is why all Jews of all ages come to Hakel, because everybody can gain some benefit from it, regardless of their age. So then the next section in the parsha, Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu and gives him a message to share with Klal Yisrael. And this is the introduction to Shiras HaZinu. In Parak Laman Al, Pasuk Tazayin, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe, Hinchosh Hochev Mavosecha, you are going to rest with your fathers. V'kama Am Hazev V'zona Acharei Elohei Nechar Oretz, Asher Huva Shama V'kirbo. This nation will arise and they will stray after the gods of the strangers in this land, the strange gods in this land, in which they are entering it. Va'azovani, they will abandon me, ve'heferes brisi, and break my covenant, asher karati to, which I am making with it. V'chora pi vo bayomahu va'azavtim, I will get me angry upon that day, and I will abandon them. V'startifonai mehem v'yola echol, I will hide my face from them, and they will be for they will be for prey to their enemies, and many evil things and troubles will befall them. And they will say on that day, because my God is not among me, with me, that all these things have befallen me. I will surely hide my face on that day, for all the evil that he did, because he has turned to other gods. So what's the response now? The terrible things have happened. The Jews have strayed. They're being punished. They recognize they've abandoned Hashem. Hashem is hiding. What's the response? Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, V'atah, and now kisvu lochem es hashira hazos. Write this song. The song being Shiras Hazin, which will be in next week's parsha. B'lamadas b'nei Yisrael, sima b'fihem. Teach it to the Jewish people. Place it in their mouths. L'man t'yali hashira hazos l'eid b'nei Yisrael. So that this song shall be for a witness against the Jewish people. Write the Shiras Hazinu, which discusses the fate of the Jewish people, how they become how they have success and they stray, and it's their own fault when they receive punishment because they have not remained committed to Hashem. And Hashem continues, Ki avienu el ha'adamash nishbati la'avosav, because I will bring them to this, when I will bring them to this land that I have sworn to their fathers, zavaschol v'dvash, which is flowing with milk and honey, v'chal v'sovah v'doshen, they will eat, they will be sated, and they will get fat, and perhaps we'll discuss the meaning of this more in Parshas Hazinu. Ufano el Elohim achirim va'avodim, they will turn to other gods and worship them. V'ni atzuni, and anger me, v'eferes brisi, and break my covenant. V'yoki simtso so ra'os rabos v'saros, when all these terrible tragedies befall them. V'anso hashiro hazos lefonov le'ed, this song will come and testify against them. Ki losi shochach pizaro, for it will not be forgotten from their children. Ki odati es yitzra, I know their inclination, asher hu oseh hayom, based on that which they do today, b'terem avienu el ha'aretz asher nishbati, before I bring them to the land that I have sworn to them. And so this is Hashem's description of what will befall Jewish people. So they will stray, Hashem will hide his face from them, and the response is to have the Torah. The conclusion of this section is v'yichtov Moshe es hashira hazos b'yom ahu v'yilamedas b'nei Yisrael. Moshe wrote this song and taught it to the Jewish people. And the song is the witness. This song, this Shir HaZinu, is the witness against the fact that, against them, to remind them that all their tragedies that befall them in Galus are their, even in Eretz Yisrael, that bring about Galus, are their own doing. Because when everything is good and everyone is successful, it's easy to be self-indulgent, and it's easy to just do what's good, do what feels right, and to lose sight of the Torah, because everything is good and every person has everything he needs and he has good fortune. But this Torah will remind them that it is because they were not faithful to Torah that they lost, that this all these terrible things happened to them. And hopefully that will lead about a return. And later then Moshe in Pasuk Chav Gimel Vayitzaves Yoshua ben Nun Vayomer Chazak VeEmatz. Then after teaching the song, he says to Yoshua ben Nun, "Be strong and steadfast." Ki atot avias bnei Yisrael aratz asher nishbati lahem v'anochi ayeimach. So this is what Hashem says to Yoshua. Hashem says to Yeshua, "Be strong, for you will bring the Jewish people to the land that I have sworn to them, and I will be with you." And so, one hand, Moshe teaches Shira, and Yeshua has to be involved and to remain strong in the face of this Shira. Why is so? There's Rav Hirsch says there are three lessons to Yeshua and to the Jewish people in this description of the future, what awaits in the future. Number one, Hashem wants to make clear to the Jewish people how the temptations they were going to encounter when they entered Eretz Yisrael. The land was full of idolaters, and idolatry was tempting to them. And the heathenism and the hedonism was tempting to them. And it would be difficult for them to fight it. And so it was reminding Yoshua to fight those temptations, to destroy the people in the land. Get rid of them. Get rid of their idolatrous practices, because yes, they might have the land, but the land means nothing if they don't continue to follow the Torah. Lesson number two is the fact that the Torah is the response to the defection from it. By that, the only way to keep Klal Yisrael, the only way to ensure that Klal Yisrael remains committed to Torah is by studying it. Rav Hirsch writes, "The address showed him that Torah study, promoting knowledge and understanding of Torah among the people, is the most important means, indeed the only means, of keeping Israel faithful to the Torah and bringing Israel back to this loyalty after each lapse. And not only must one promote knowledge and understanding of the mitzvos, but one must teach the Shira. One must cultivate the spirit of these mitzvos, the living awareness of Israel's unique position and profound mission in the midst of mankind, a mission to be carried out through these mitzvos. The cultivation of this spiritual instrument, the winning over and the education of all classes of the people to the knowledge of an erudition in the Torah, shall be the primary object of Yoshua's attention." So again, the Ansa Hashira Hazos Lefanov Le'ed, and the Shira, the song, is the spirit of the Torah. It's to know the Torah, know the meaning behind the Torah, study the Torah. That is how to remain faithful to Torah. That is how to return to the Torah after falling away from it. And we find elsewhere that Yeshua was warned about Limud HaTorah. We see it in the Mamar Chazal and the Agados of Chazal, how they read certain psukim and Sefer Yeshua. But we see it in the first parak of Yeshua as well. Logisabo Yom Velayla. This is the instruction to Yehoshua, Chazak Ve'ematz, to remain steadfast to Torah, to study it, to ensure that the Shira remains the aid, the witness that will keep the Jewish people close and be a witness of Hashem's presence and Hashem's requirements of them. But the third lesson, and this the reverse thinks is the most important lesson here, is the lesson of what Hashem said, Ki lo si shachach mipi zar'o, that the Torah will never be forgotten from the Jewish people. A reminder that Torah perseveres forever. No matter what conditions prevail in the world around leaders in any given generation, the Torah will always be there. Ki lo si shachach mipi zar'o. And even if some people fail to keep the Torah will still be there, ready for the next group the next generation that's ready to keep it. And I want to read from your Hirsch's commentary here. It's extremely powerful, especially when you listen to what Rav Hirsch writes. Just think about what these words must have meant to him, for who he was in his own time, battling against those who would destroy Torah and eradicate it. Just listen to these words with that perspective, knowing Rav Hirsch's life story. Rav Hirsch writes, "But above all, this address showed Yehoshua the demand made of every leader in Israel, to never be deterred by the spirit of the times, and to never give in to any period of unfaithfulness to God and deviation from the ways of his Torah. He must remain calm and steadfast at all times, deliberately and earnestly holding high the standard of the Torah entrusted to him by God, knowing that it is never his task to lower the standards of God's Torah and adjust it to accommodate the weakness of judgment that may be rife among the people at any given period. For above and beyond any period of confusion, the Torah always awaits the next generation, hoping that it will faithfully return to God and to his Torah. The leaders of every generation are obligated to keep the Torah intact in order to pass on its truth to the next generation. They must plant it in the minds that are receptive to it at that time, be they many or few, and preserve it for future generations with the firm conviction, Ki lo si shachach mipi zar'o." Is that nothing more than Rav Hirsch's credo for his life, his mission, how he saw it? And those of us who follow in his footsteps now, over 100 years later, are now the fulfillment of his convictions that one day there will be a next generation who will return to Hashem as Torah. And those who, within the spirit of the time, seek to get rid of Torah will be long forgotten. And the teachings and the impact that a leader has to try to make is just to continue Torah and give it over to those who want to hear it at that time. And the next generation will come, and there will be more who will listen to it. Ki lo si shachach mipi zar'o. And here you can envision Rav Hirsch towards the conclusion of the Chumash, putting his feelings into words, his feelings about his life and his life's mission, and everything he was trying to accomplish, are encapsulated in this paragraph. And he sees this message in the words that Hashem is saying to Yehoshua, and in a sense, it seems like he's talking to himself and giving himself chizuk to continue in his mission. And Baruch Hashem, he succeeded. And Baruch Hashem, we are here studying his Torah today. And we can see for ourselves in this very Chumash that we are learning, in this very commentary, we can see the truth of Rav Hirsch's understanding. We can see the truth of the pasuk Ki lo si shachach mipi zar'o, that the Torah will never be forgotten in any generation and will always persevere for those willing to take up the banner of Torah in years to come.